يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ وَإِن كُنتُمْ جُنُبًا فَاطَّهَّرُوا وَإِن كُنتُم مَّرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنكُم مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ مِنْهُ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
O you who believe in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. When you intend to stand up to offer the prayer and you are in the state of minor ritual impurity, then perform ablution by washing your faces and then your hands together with the elbows, then wiping your heads, and finally washing your feet together with the ankles. If you are in the state of major ritual impurity, then take a full bath. If you are sick and you are fear that the sickness will get worse or the healing will be delayed, or if you are on a journey even though you are not sick, or if you are in the state of minor ritual impurity, such as after going to the toilet, or in a state of major ritual impurity, such as after having had sexual intercourse, and you do not find water to purify yourselves with, despite having searched for it, then make use of the ground by striking it with your hands and then wiping over your faces and then wiping your hands with it. Allah does not wish to make the laws difficult for you by forcing you to use water that may lead to harm or difficulty. He has therefore given you a substitute when this is not possible due to sickness or the lack of water. This is a completion of His favor on you, so that you give thanks for such favor and are not ungrateful.
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور.
Remember Allah's favor upon you by guiding you to Islam, and the promise He took from you when you sat at the time of pledging allegiance to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to listen and follow in ease or difficulty. We hear your words and we follow your instruction. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions, including His promises, and avoiding His prohibitions. Allah knows what is in the hearts, and nothing is hidden from Him.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
O you who believe in Allah and His Messenger and follow His laws, uphold Allah's rights over you, seeking His pleasure. Be witnesses for justice and not for oppression. The hatred for a people should not make you leave justice. Justice is a requirement with a friend as well as with an enemy, so be just with both. Justice is closer to the fear of Allah, and oppression is closer to disrespect against Him. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Allah knows what you do. Nothing of your actions is hidden from Him, and He will repay you accordingly.
وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم.
Allah has made a promise to those who have faith in Allah and His messengers of forgiveness for their sins and a great reward, which is to enter into paradise. Allah never fails His promise. Beneficial points. The principle with respect to purification is that water should be used for ablution when in the state of minor ritual impurity, or for taking a full bath when in the state of major ritual impurity. In the event of it being difficult to reach water or to use it because of an illness or due to extreme cold, then dry ablution with sand has been legislated for the removal of the state of ritual impurity, whether minor or major. The verses instruct that justice be implemented and injustice be avoided, even when dealing with opponents.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
Those who disbelieve in Allah and reject His verses are the companions of the fire of hell, which they will enter as a punishment for their disbelief and rejection. They will remain in the fire of hell eternally, just as a companion remains with his companion.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi 'alaykum idh hamma qaumun an yabsutu ilaykum aydiyahum fakaffa aydiyahum 'ankum wattaqullah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
O you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, remember with your hearts and tongues the favors Allah has given you, such as safety and the placing of fear in the hearts of your enemies when they intended to stretch their hands towards you in order to attack you. Allah turned them away from you and protected you from them. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Let the believers place their reliance in Allah alone in order to achieve their religious and worldly interests.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل.
Allah had taken a firm promise from the children of Israel when He appointed over them 12 chiefs who were placed in authority over them. Allah said to the Israelites, I am with you, with my help and support, if you establish the prayer in the complete manner, give zakat from your wealth, accept all of my messengers without distinction, honor them, assist them, and spend in good causes. If you do all of this, I will wipe out the sins you commit, and I will enter you, on the day of judgment, into gardens with palaces overlooking flowing streams. Whoever disbelieves after making this promise has knowingly and deliberately deviated from the path of truth.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَن مَّوَاضِعِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَن مَّوَاضِعِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِّمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Because of their breaking the promise that was taken from them, I distanced them from my mercy. And I made their hearts so hard that no good could enter them and no advice could be of any benefit to them. They distort the placing of words by replacing them with other words and by interpreting them according to their desires. They also left out practicing some of what they were advised to do. You will continuously discover, O Messenger, their betrayal of Allah and His believing servants. With the exception of a few of them who fulfill the promise taken from them. So pardon them and do not take them to task. Overlook what they do because that is being good and Allah loves those who do good. Beneficial points. The verses indicate the great favor of Allah on the Prophet, peace be upon him. And his companions, when he protected them from the attack and the harm of the disbelievers. Having faith in and supporting the messengers, establishing the prayer and giving zakat in the required manner are effective means of achieving closeness to Allah and gaining victory, strength, forgiveness, and entry into paradise. Breaking the promises that require following the messengers is a means for the hearts becoming hard. The verses condemn the practice of the Jews in distorting the divine scriptures that Allah revealed to them.